Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's been a minute since you've heard my voice here on Wrestling with the Locals, but this is the last time you will hear my voice on the Wrestling with the Locals podcast, as we are done. Wrestling with the Locals really is ending. Titanic has moved on with his podcasting life, doing On Deck with Titanic, and now I have decided to move on and find something new. And what I have found is that we're going to change our name, rebrand ourselves, and be the Dynasty of Wrestling podcast. And the Dynasty of Wrestling YouTube channel. And so everything that was once Wrestling with the Locals is now dun dun dun. Rest in peace. Dead. Done. Over. Finished. Finite. Obsolete. Delete. Yes, it's done. So, look for Dynasty of Wrestling. First podcast will be dropping later today. First podcast will be an epic review of not just WWE's WrestleMania, but of all the WrestleMania caliber shows that took place this weekend that we watched. Everything from the GCW Collective, everything from Ring of Honor. We are going to cover it, talk about it, break it down, do whatever we need to do. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, sorry. I said break it down. Things are kicking into gear this morning. I'm feeling alive, rejuvenated. I'm tired, and I'm trying to survive. Really, I am. I'm extremely fucking tired because I have been up since Thursday for God knows how long. Like, maybe an hour of sleep each night, and then getting right back up and recording more video, audio, and things like that for the YouTube channel, and watching wrestling, and enjoying pro wrestling again. And so if you want to be a part of this new era, this new podcast, if you want to break in and snap into a listening thing here, man, let me tell you something, okay? You're gonna go on over wherever you get your podcasts at, and you're gonna look for Dynasty of Wrestling. Oh yeah, that's Dynasty of Wrestling. Because that's what we're about to do. And when you log in and subscribe to Dynasty of Wrestling, you will find out why we chose the name Dynasty of Wrestling. As well as, that'll be on the Origins episode that will come after today's episode. The coverage of just absolute mayhem and monstrosity. And also, we will be live next Wednesday night, April 13th. Dynasty of Wrestling will be live in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Uno Lakefront Arena with AEW Dynamite. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fucking live event for AEW Dynamite there in New Orleans, Louisiana. We are excited to be there. We taking the babies with us. Me and the wife are going, taking the kiddos. They're some of them's first live event that they will probably remember, because some of them were babies and younger, or a little bit older when we went to their first, you know, their first event. But, you know, so this will be their event that they can remember. They're going to get to be at the AEW Dynamite show with Dynasty of Wrestling's podcast, YouTube channel, etc., etc. Hope everybody will tune in. Hope everybody will listen to the podcast. I may try to bring you some live sounds from the arena that night. Might even sneak a few videos. Maybe Tony Khan won't sue me. I don't give a damn. We're going to have some fun. Taking the kids out. Going to get some reactions from the kids. They are a little bit heartbroken that Cody Rhodes is back in WWE and won't be at the New Orleans show, but they are super excited that Jeff Hardy will be there. So I just wanted to come on and give everybody a heads up that if you really want what's in the name of this podcast, you know, the title that says what it says, if you really want that information, then you need to go on over and find Dynasty of Wrestling. That's D-Y-N-A-S-T-Y of O-F Wrestling. W-R-E-S-T-L-I-N-G. Yeah, I'm hyped up. I'm running on a little bit of energy. I'm looking for some fucking subsistence food right now. Like, I just had to go to the post office and mail a package. Kids have been on the bus, and I've been up and recording this morning. There's new content coming up. Had to put our new logo together. Had to put all the stuff out there. Having to change everything over. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. It's been a long, long weekend, and it's already Monday, and I still know that I ain't got no time to rest, because tonight is Monday Night Raw after Mania. It's always, in my opinion, and everybody else's, I'm sure, the best Raw after WrestleMania. Of course, we'll probably hear from Cody Rhodes tonight. Worrying about Roman Reigns, I know that he had a legitimate injury during the match last night. Everybody was bitching about how it ended flat. He was legitimately injured, let me just say that. His left arm, I believe it was, he either tore a muscle or dislocated that motherfucker, but he was legitimately injured. So, anyway, if you want to continue to follow our podcast, it is now officially known as Dynasty of Wrestling. Divine here will be your main host. You'll also get bits and pieces from Mr. Jerry when he is home. You'll get some of Mr. Titanic when I can get him to come on as a guest host through the telephone. And you'll probably get all kinds of cool shit, because we're probably about to take this bitch on the road again. On the road again. Oh, I'll stop singing. I'm sorry. Y'all probably don't even like my voice, and I sound awful right now because I have been through hell. Yes. Yes, I have. I have, it's been a long weekend. Let me just say, I started Thursday. I stayed up Thursday until 1 o'clock in the morning. Friday night, I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning. No, 3 o'clock in the morning, because my son Riley was up with me, my little road warrior, my little blade. He stayed up with me till 3 in the morning. And then Saturday night, I was up until probably about 1. Riley had he stayed at a friend's house. And I'm throwing my hands up like y'all can see that shit. Anyway, he stayed at a friend's house, so it was pretty much just me. Ashton stayed up with me for a little bit, but he got tired too, and so he left me. And I stayed up to about 1-ish and then went to bed. And then last night after Mania ended, I was just so beat that I was like, fuck it. I'll get up early in the morning after kids get on the bus, all that. And I'll get the package delivered, and I'll take care of the dogs, and I will record audio, and I will record the rest of the video for the YouTube channel. And so that's what I've been doing this morning. I have been working my ass off trying to get stuff done for you guys. So I wanted to make this long-winded, segmented goodbye as long as I could to get everyone to buy into the fact that, oh, he's really going to give us the quick results of WrestleMania, blah, 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 and all this other stuff, when really, all I'm doing is plugging and pitching and bitching and griping and trying to beg everybody and plead with everybody to come on over to listen to Dynasty of Wrestling's podcast, where you're still going to get great content, you're still going to get results, inside information, rumors and innuendos out the fucking window, because I'm just going to give you spoilers as soon as I can get my fucking hands on spoilers, because that's how I roll. I think this rumor and innuendo BS that Bruce Pritchard likes to put out there is a junk-ass piece of shit. And shout out to Effie from GCW and JCW and all them other shows that he does. Effie's Gay Brunch, Big Gay Brunch number 4, was a fucking awesome show. He wrestled Pimpinella Escalata. If you don't know who that is, you need to fucking find out, because she is one of the best gay, trans. I'm not trying to be incorrect. I'm trying to be appropriate. I don't know which pronouns. I'm going to say she. She. I've seen her wrestle a number of times. She wrestled in Lucha Underground. I have never met her in person. Like, I've never got to shake hands with her and introduce myself. But I have seen her in person in passing at a show one time. And she is truly just an amazing athlete. She's older now, so she doesn't do as much as she used to. But her and Effie had a hell of a match. And you know, if you listen to the videos, and if you start listening to the podcast, you're going to find out who Effie is. And I'd really love to, if Effie listens to the podcast, get Effie on the podcast. So my goal is to get Effie on Dynasty of Wrestling's podcast, because we want to help him make wrestling gay. because he is one hell of an athlete. And y'all may think I'm crazy for saying that, but some of these gays and trans and stuff like that are hellacious awesome athletes. And I don't think it matters your skin color. I don't think it matters your fucking sexual orientation or anything fucking else. We are all Americans. We are all human beings. It doesn't matter what fucking country we're from. If you're here in America, you're on American soil, you're an American. You are a human fucking being. I don't care if you're gay, trans, black, white, Mexican, Asian, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever the fucking classifications are. I don't care. You're awesome because you're a human being and you're alive. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says, because that's the way it should fucking be. And we should stop drawing lines and we should start fucking standing together and supporting each other and end racism and sexism and all the other fucking bullshit that needs to be fucking ended, and stop talking about it and stop fucking fighting with each other. Stand with your fucking neighbor and show them you have their fucking back no matter what, because that's what it should all be about. And my name is Divine. This is no longer wrestling with the fucking locals. Go over and find Dynasty of Wrestling. That is Dynasty of Wrestling. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Twitter. It'll still be at Locals Wrestling for some reason. They won't let me change the Twitter handle, you know? I don't know why. I'm trying to figure that fucking part out. But, you know, check us out. Twitter. Not Instagram. I don't fucking know. Twitter. YouTube. And wherever you find your podcast at. The new name. Dynasty of Wrestling. We love you guys. We thank you. And those of you that have supported us and stood by us throughout this whole process, please, please, please be prepared for today, because it is no longer what you think it is. This is Divine, and this is me signing off for the last fucking time. For Jerry, for Titanic, thank you guys for riding along with us, for wrestling with the locals. This has carried on for probably, Jesus Christ, 4 years. I've been with my wife. Yeah, 4 or 5 years now it's carried on. So I want to thank everybody that's rode this road with us, okay? And now it's time to jump to a new one. It's time to check out On Deck with Titanic. It's time to check out Dynasty of Wrestling with me, Mr. Divine, myself. It is time for the villain to sign off for the last motherfucking time. We going down the road. If you want WrestleMania results, if you want to hear content, if you want to hear about GCW's collective, you come on over and you find Dynasty of Wrestling. I got all the information you'll need, baby. Woo! Oh, wait. I'm not Ric Flair. Why did I woo? I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm exhausted. See y'all later. Talk to you soon. Dynasty of Wrestling, the podcast. Get it wherever your podcasts are available. It drops later this afternoon. Please, please, please check it out. Dynasty of Wrestling. Gonna give you what you deserve.